108. The Gravestone of Markgraf Gero. You are standing in front of the gravestone of Markgraf Gero, a sandstone tomb from the early 16th century. Markgraf Gero, after his death in 956, was buried in the intersection with a simple gravestone. The provost, Ursula von Kilitz, had a marvellous new sarcophage built in 1519, which was worked on during the restoration works that took place during the 19th century. The tiles of this gravestone shows Markgraf Gero with a weapon from the 16th century, with banner and sword. At his feet lies a lion that is holding a gun. This presentation is an extremely artistic stonemason's work, and it is suspected that the stonemason was from the school of Tilman Reimenschneiders. The plaque is framed with a Latin inscription that names the Markgraf as the founder of the church. The translation states, "In the year 965, on the 14th of July, the famous Duke of Saxon-Anhalt and founder of this church, Markgraf Gero, died. May his soul rest in peace." On the side walls of the church are five reliefs. The long side through to the narrow side is decorated with two relief figures. On the left side, Paul with sword and book, and Peter with key and book. Johannes with a goblet, Matthias with a hatchet and book, Andreas with the characteristic cross and book. On the side of the choir exit, we find Thomas with a gionometer and Jacob the younger with a walking stick. On the right of the long side, we can see Honofrius, a scholar of the 12th century, with an animal skin and crown. It shows women that had influence over the history of the monastery: Elizabeth from Thuringen with bread and a mug, and the patron Elizabeth from Vida, the abbess during the Reformation. Her coat of arms shows the connection. In the middle, there is Maria with a child on her arm. She first consecrated the church. Next to her, Hedwig with a model of a church on her arm. This is an allusion to the first abbess, Hatui, in whose reign the church was built. Then follows Antonius with a double cross, bells, books, and a pig. On the narrow head side, you can see the holy Cyranius with the devil on a rope and the holy Matronus with fish and a footstool. The holy Cyranius is sacred to this church. The saint is adored as one of the figures of the Catholic Church. During this time, Christianity was on the uprise. His time in prison was difficult. He was under forced labor, but the daughter of Caesar was devout and helped him. He is the patron of those who strive against temptation. He was appealed for to make improvements in people's living standard, and also he was the patron of those who are forced to labor. Markgraf Gero brought a holy relic back with him from a journey, and that is stored in the East Crypt. He also brought with him another relic to the monastery. Here he also later wrote his autobiography, and it is said that the construction of the west side of this church was to house and worship this relic. The holy Matronus was only worshipped in Verona and in Gernroda.